Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, August 21st, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am today recording from Augusta, Georgia. As usual, let's start with diaries, and we do have yet another antivirus failure to talk about. This time it's McAfee. Now, McAfee had a problem this weekend. If you did have that 6807 or 6808 installed, then the problem may be that your antivirus is actually not doing anything anymore. This is particular if you're running version 8.8 of McAfee's VSE product. The other problem is that it will not pull any new DAT files. You have to initiate that by hand. So make sure you're not affected by this particular problem. And if you do, check the diary for McAfee's advice on how to fix this particular problem and how to move on to the next definition file. This, of course, made Manuel here ask in his diary, how much testing do we have to do? And we did already cover that a couple times in the past. He lists sort of all these different issues that antivirus had recently that caused system crashes, failures to boot, or just essentially, like in this last case, antivirus to no longer work. And then we got a second diary from Manuel about his favorite topic, SCADA. Of course, Manuel works in the power industry, so he's very familiar with some of the challenges. And again, he's giving us a lot of details here on how these SCADA protocols work. So if you're interested in that, definitely check out his diary. Well, if you remember, yesterday I talked about the repeat hacks of Reuters blogs based on Reuters running an old version of WordPress. Turns out Reuters is in no ways alone, and we kind of suspected that. The one that's making the news today is microprocessor manufacturer AMD. A blog was hacked. In this case, only 189 accounts leaked, including the hashed passwords. Now, all of these accounts are AMD employees who were essentially working on updating the blog that was maintained via WordPress, so no real customer information apparently leaked. Of course, the risk here is always that those 189 people may have accounts to other systems within AMD and may have shared passwords. The passwords in WordPress are salted, they are hashed, so they should be reasonably secure, but of course nothing is really secure when it comes to passwords and brute forcing against dictionaries. And Microsoft released a security advisory in response to the new cracking tool for CHAP version 2 that was released at Black Hat. So the actual exploit tool is a little bit old at this point, I guess 2 weeks or something like that. But Microsoft now came up with some advice on how to protect yourself. The problem here is there is no patch for it. This exploit tool exploits a fundamental weakness in the MS CHAP version 2 protocol. So really the only thing you can do is move to a different protocol or protect the CHAP version 2 exchange itself. And Microsoft recommends PEEP here as a possible solution for VPNs that rely on MS CHAP version 2. And McAfee started a closed beta for a new application to protect your Facebook photos. They're calling this McAfee Social Protection, and it is supposed to prevent downloading of your images that you're sharing via Facebook. So as you share your image via Facebook with your friends, it is of course possible that your friends will download these images, take a screenshot, or otherwise share these images with their friends or make them public. Well, this application is supposed to prevent this. At this point, the only thing McAfee has is sort of a little advertisement video. I'll post a link to it in the show notes. Beyond that, I haven't been able to sign up for the beta yet. The application is supposed to work with Internet Explorer and Firefox, so Chrome users and Safari users are apparently out of luck so far. Well, and this is it for today, so thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.